Lamala mutay ksofim and lamala mutay predis. This is the Yikas Rosh Hashanah. Says the extra one of Yikov, that teaches, has to be something you have a bracha from. So one holds lafuke money, and one holds lafuke predis, mule, that's no good. Tana Rabban, well, like this. The end of the pasuk says, Asher berachcha Hashem lakecha. That you're supposed to give a present to Yevet Ivri. The pasuk ends off why? Asher berachcha Hashem lakecha. Masher, because Hashem gave you a bracha through this Yevet Ivri. Gemara says, if so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Nizborech bayis bigloloi manikim loy. Let's see. If the master had a bracha because the Eved Ivri was there, then I can understand, then there's a mitzvah, that when the Eved Ivri goes out free after 6 years, the master has to give him these presents. But maybe loy nizborech bayis bigloloi. If the master did not have a bracha in his house during these 6 years, maybe ain't manikim loy. Maybe then you would not have to give a present to your Eved Ivri when he goes out free. On this time, the pasuk says, "Hanik tanik mikom makim." That's what we hold halacha. That no matter what happened to you when you had him, but the ma'aser now when he goes out free, you have to give him these presents. In Cain, if so, ma tamulay mashem bracha. What does the pasuk have to say? Hashem bracha that you received the bracha. That there it says, "Hakil lufi bracha tein loy." Like depending upon how much of a bracha you receive from the Eved Ivri, that's how much HaKaras HaTov you have to have, and how much of a present you have to give him back. So even though there's a schum, the Rashi HaKol Ophi HaBracha, and there's Baruch HaBayis HaShviloi, Har Beit Taisav Al HaNikah, V'yimlav Le'tivchas Min HaKosav. In other words, the Torah, these presents, the Torah says, this is the least amount you can give him. But if you had a bracha, you received things while he was there, then there's a mitzvah for you to give him even more. Give him even more than what the Pasuk says. But less than this you can't do. But true, if you receive the bracha because of the Eved Ivri, you should give him more, a bigger present when he leaves. All right, turn over. So this is one man, the Yama. Rebbe Elazar ben Azai Yoi Mino, he holds taka dvorim kichsovim. The psuk in the posuk says what it means. That nizborech bayis bigloloi manikim loy. If the master had received the bracha these past 6 years when the Eved was there by him, then he's supposed to give him their presents. But loynis baruch bayis bigloloi, if throughout his last 6 years the master did not have any special brachas because of the Eved Ivri, then ain't manikim loy. Then there's no mitzvah for the master to give him a present. In came, if so, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, ma tam loy ma hanik tanik, what's this double lotion of hanik tanik? According to you, it's not be marva any time. You only have to give the present when you really receive brachas. So if so, what's this double lashon? So Gemara says, according to him, I tell you, dibra tera kloshim ben yodim. The Torah talks the way people talk. That's a normal way of talking sometimes. It's not a kasha why the Torah said this. It's not like, in other words, it's not called an extra word. Sometimes that's the derech, that's the way to talk. Sometimes if it's time extra, we ask the question. The Torah doesn't say extra words. But here we say, according to him, that's the way the Torah writes. That's called dibra tera kloshim ben yodim. Tana Rabbanu, go to the price like this. Eved Ivri Oivet Es HaBen V'Eina Oivet Es HaBas. Eved Ivri had before is supposed to work for 6 years. Let's say after 4 years the master dies, so Locher is the son of the master Yarshim the Seved, he still has to work for him for another 2 years. But he does not work for the Bas. Eina Oivet Es HaBas. If there's no son, he does not have to work for the daughter. Omavriya, what about a master that owns an Omavriya Jewish maid? Eino Ivedes Loyasabem Loyasabas. Here, if the master dies, we had before she goes out free. If her master dies, she does not have to work, neither for the son and not for his daughter. Now, Hanirza, what about an Eved Ivri that worked already 6 years and then became a Nirza? Or else, Vianimka Loyavikachovim, let's say a Jew that sold himself to be an Eved by a Goy, Eino Ivid Loyasabem Loyasabas. They also have the locha when their master dies, they go out free. They don't have to work for the son or for the daughter. These are the lochas of Yerusha by Eved Ivri. So, Mama, what did we just say? Eved Ivri, a regular Eved Ivri, a man in Eved Ivri, Oved Es HaBen. Again, he has to work for 6 years. And if in the middle of the 6 years, the master dies, so if he has, if he left over a son, the son yashins this Eved Ivri, and he has to continue working until the end of the 6 years. But we ain't no Oved Es HaBas. But if the master died and did not have any sons, only had daughters, the daughters did not take over the Eved Ivri. How do we know this? Usually the Din Yerusha is, when there's only daughters, so the daughters yashin midiraisa. How come over here telling me now the daughters don't yashin? Why not? Why doesn't the daughter Yashim never ivri? So Mara says, the Tanur Rabban word like this. The Pasuk says, V'yavodcha sheishonim. He has to work for you for 6 years. V'yavodcha sheishonim. So with Dashin, it says, V'yavodcha, Mashmi works for you. So with Dashin, L'cha, V'loy L'yerush. He only works for you, and not for a Yerush. Atoyim, you're telling me now, L'cha, V'loy L'yerush. This Pasuk that says, Ki yimocher l'cho achicha ho'ivri or yavriya v'yavod cho. It says v'yavod cho. He has to work for you. So tell me now, what means for you? But if you die, your yorshim don't take over. Or einem, maybe not like that. Ela l'cho v'lo leben. Baby means even to say, not even the ben could yashin. In other words, yorish means vice versa, brother. If the master that died, if there's no sons, if the brother yashins, the brother can't work. But how do you know to say even if he left over a son? So that we say no, Kishuaim, when the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Mashma the Seven Ivri has to work for 6 years. Sahare le ben Omar. Like there's a Rebu here to say that he has to work for 6 years. Mashma, even if the master dies, still he has to continue working another to be finished the 6 years. So after that one Pasuk is saying that when the master dies, he doesn't have to work. So we have to say, when the master left over his son, only to the son does the Eved Ivri continue working. But if the master did not leave over a son, there's only a daughter, or else the master has a brother alive, they do not take over the Seved Ivri. So Mara says, if so, Amani Mekamaradu with the Pasik, V'yavodcha sheishonim, you have to work only for the master, not for anybody else. L'chov lo l'yerush. They say, not to a yerush means the daughter or the brother. So Mara says, now, Marayis, how do you know this? The rabbi says, Aben, Holoitzi Esach, how do you know to say that if the master left over a son, the son does yashin the Eved Ivri? But if we just left over a brother, the brother or else the daughter, they do not yashin. Why? So Mara says, Mar bani yesa ben, I tell you, ben is much stronger. If the master left over his own son, the son takes over the Seved Ivri until he finishes the 6 year. Why? She can come tachtav ob of liyida. There's a special halacha. We know when you buy an omer ria, the master has a special right to marry him, to marry her. And the pasuk says, if the father doesn't want to, then the son could also marry her. So you see, the son has special rights, takes over the rights of the father. When the father dies, the son takes over the stayachuzah. That's why his son is more in the place of his father. Therefore, the pasuk that says there is a Yerusha by Neved Ivri goes upon the son. Adarav, maybe the opposite way. Mar ben yesach, maybe I should say the brother should yashin stronger. You know why? She can come tachtov, tachas achiv liyibam. We know by Mrs. Yibam, when one brother dies, the other brother takes over very strongly. And he has to make the Yibam. So you see, your brother is very strong in Yerusha. So Mara says, no, the svar is, Klum yesh Yibam el b'mokim shein ben. Yibam only starts when they have no children. But ho yesh ben, if the first ones had children, same Yibam, there's no Mrs. Yibam. Savada, ben is a bigger yichus than the brother is. So Mara says, elataima diikar pircha. Like, what are you telling me now? Why the son gets it? Because you have this pircha from Yibum. For the Gemara Lavach, even without this pircha of Yibum. Ach Odif. Holav Hochi. Ach Odif, without this pircha of Yibum. You would have said the brother is stronger than the son. Why? For typically the Hochi, Tartiv Hochi Choda. Even if you wouldn't have this pircha by Yibum. Let's say true, by Yibum is a proof that the brother is very strong. But that's only one case. By the son, we already brought down two cases that he's stronger. He's stronger by the mitzvah yiyud and by achuzas karka. So he has two over one. He should win anyway. Like, why do we have to slug up the svaro of yibum? So more so the teretz is because stay achuzanami. How do we know who yashin to stay achuzah? Really, there also is a tzad to say a brother should take it over. And the only reason why they say the son takes it over, my high pircha hudaka nafkalei. But only from this pircha. Now, without this pircha of Yibum, I would have said that the brother makes Yibum, and who within a brother takes over the Steyachuza. So therefore, I have to slug up and say, Yibum is no raya, the brother is stronger than the son. Because the opposite, when there's a son there, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So I need this pircha, therefore I say Steyachuza goes to the son, and that's why now I say also, that who Yashin is the Eved Ivri, that's the son. And again, Pirchu the Konaf Gulei, Letana, because Klum Yesh Yibam El B'mokim Shein Ben. Like, he wants to say a Svar by Steyachuza. Maybe the brother should Yashin it. Why? Because he has a Mitzvah Yibam. They're also, we slug up and say, no, Yibam is no proof. Because Yibam is only when there's no son. But when you have a son, the son is stronger. Then the Mishnah says, this last verse, Omavriya, the last verse was, Eina vedes lesabem lesabas. On Omavriya, when a master dies, goes out free. Minon amili, Omarabi podo diomakro, fiyafli yamoscha tasakein. Also, for yamoscha, you should also do this. Hakesha akosub lanirza. Come teach us that an Omavriya is just like an eved of a nirza. That means, even though there's no nirza by an Omavriya, but here the Hekesh is, he has the same halachas. Ma nirza, just like an eved ivri that has already nirza. Einu oivid leisabem leisabas, he goes out free when his master dies then. For Omavriya also, einu averis, einu avedis, leisabem leisabas. That the Omavriya also goes out free when a master dies. For the Gemara of Ahayli Amoscha Sasa Kain, that's what it says, the Amoria, you also do this. Lochu the Yosa, is it coming for this halacha to teach us that the Yerusha, there's no din Yerusha on it, goes out free. Homi Boyle Likratani, we need it like before we learned. For Yafli Amoscha Sasa Kain, that this is the Pasha of Hanok over here. So we come to Dashin, Lahanoka, to teach us that when Amoria goes out free, you also have to give her presents. Maybe the Hekesh is mamash, there's a mitzvah's ritziya. You could do a ritziya by Nomaria. That no, kishuim, when the pasuk says in Shemais, v'yimoma yomer evit, when the evit says a hafiyas adoinu, mashma v'lo yom of riyah, but an om of riyah cannot become a nirza. Hare ritziya omer, so that's teaching us that an om of riyah cannot have a dinirza. If so, Amani Mekayim, V'yafli Amoscha Sasekein, what is the post teaching us after the parasha of Ritzia, also by Amoscha, also the same way? So it has to mean Lahanik, to teach us that there's a mitzvah to give a presence also. So Mora says, true, we learn out both. And Kain, Nichtav Kroli Amoscha, Kain, Ma Tasa, what's the extra word? Tasa, Shamat Minotarti. That both halachas apply, that she gets present when she goes out free, and also by Norma Ria, when her master dies, she goes out free, just like an Eved that was a Nirza, also goes out free. Then it says, HaNirza Benik Levi Kechavim, also, Einu Oivid Lo Yisabem Lo Yisabas. If you're an Eved that's a Nirza, after 6 years, you had years passed, well, she was sold to a guy, when they die, you got free. Nirza Dixiv Barot Sadoine Ves Ozne B'matzaya, V'yavodoy Li Yolam, says V'yavodoy, Mashmi, you have to work for him, for Lo Yisabem B'yisabas. But not for the Yerusha, not for the son or for the daughter, you don't have to work. Next Shapostak, V'yavodoy, you only work for your master. Nimklu Ovid Chavi Minayin, HaMechisko HaMakro, V'chishiv Im Kaneyu, V'loyim Yosha Kaneyu. It's only a question of buying him back from the original guy, but not from his Yosha. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Yud Zayin and Mabez in the bottom. The first, hold my third, the third from the big lines. Smar says, Ha nirtzav yanimka levi kechovim, einu oivid lo yasaben v'lo yasabas. Whenever there was a nirtza, or else he was sold to an goy, so he doesn't have to work, einu oivid lo yasaben v'lo yasabas. If the master dies, there's no din Yerusha. So where it says Nirtza, how do we know by Nirtza this halach applies? Tichsiv the pasuk says V'rotza adoyna ves ozna b'matzaya V'yavodoy li'erlom. So with Hashem V'yavodoy, he has to work for the master V'lo yasabem v'l esabas. But he does not have to work for the children. In the case where the master dies, there's no halach of Yerusha by an Eved Ivri, which is a Nirtza. He has to work for 6 years. Then it became a Nirtza. He goes out when the master dies. Nimka Levi Kechovim Minayin, how do we know the same case where a Jew sold himself to a guy to be an Eved? Omachiska, the Pasuk says, Omachiska says, Omachor, the Pasuk says, V'chishev im koneyu. When you want to buy him back off the guy, it says, V'chishev, you have to make up with the one that bought him, with the guy himself. So we darshin, V'loyim yorshe koneyu. And now with his yorshim. In other words, when the master, when the guy dies, automatically the Eved goes out free, the Eved does not have to work to his children. Omar Rava, Rava says, Devat Torah Midiraisa, Oive Kechovim Yerush Esoviv. Yishno, a goy yashins his father. When the father, the goy, dies, his son, the goy, yashins him Midiraisa. Shenema, the Pasuk says here, V'chishuvim Kenayu. We need a special Pasuk to say that when the goy dies, his son does not yashin this Eved. V'loyim Yerusha Kenayu. Mechlaf, it's a proof though, the Yisla Yorshim, that there are Yorshim. Just here the Torah is Mamayit, it says when the master dies, when the guy dies, the Eved Ivri goes out free. But otherwise there would have been a Din Yerusha. Ger es oivi kechavim einoi medivrei Torah. In other words, a son that became a ger, when his father, the guy, dies, that is ger now, yashin, his father, it's only medirabonin. Einoi medivrei Torah, elo medivrei Seferim. That's not, we learned like this, because really when the kid becomes a Jew, it's like ger kakotin shanel, a dummy, so he's not anymore like the son of the guy, and therefore medirayisi does not yashin his father anymore. That's not, we learned like this. Ger v'yovi kechovim sheyoshua saviyim. The guy, the father died, and he had two children. One son became a ger, and one son remained a guy. So now these two children, when they go to yashin the father, is ovi ger v'yovi kechovim sheyoshua saviyim. Or else ovi kechovim, ovi kechovim, that they both come to yashin their father that was a guy. So ger, the one that's a Jew now, the son that's a Jew, yochel loyme can say to his brother, the kechovim, to his brother, the guy, teilat avodas kechovim, you take for the Yerusha the statue, the avodah zarah that our father had, v'ani moyes, now take the money better. Or else teilat to yayin nesach, you take the yayin nesach that's also, but no, I can't enjoy that, v'ani peiros, and I'll take peiros. But it says, mishabor the rishos ger, but let's say the ger bought already, or owns, this guy, the avodah zarah, or the yayin nesach, then it's asur. Then you can't exchange it. Because then it's considered the exchange of an avodah zarah of yayin nesach, that's asur. Now, if you'll tell me, the yiraisa, that the locher is a ger, yashin's his father, that's a guy mid yiraisa, if so, kiloi boy, yilirishusoi, even before this ger received the avodah zarah or the yayin nesach in his rishus. Now, still it should be, kishokel, when, in other words, when the father died, since both of them have the right to yashin the father, the ger and the guy, if they make an exchange now that the ger should tell the guy, you take the avodah zarah and I'll take the money, it should also be considered chelufa avodas kechavimu. It should be considered an exchange for the avodah zarah, the koshokel. Now, of course, if you hold it, both yashin midiraisa, so they both have an equal right to get that avodah zarah. So when I exchange with you and tell you, listen, let me take the money instead, it's like I'm selling you the avodah zarah and I'm taking the money instead. So if so, the money should be also for the ger. Ella, so since we say no, that the ger, the Jewish son, has the right to say, you take the avodah zarah and I'll keep the money, mashma midiraisa, there's no din yerusha over here. Midiraisa, this ger does not yashin his father. Ella midirabonin, soni midirabonin, that the rabbonin said, kizeru the avodah rabbonin, shemiyachsel esuroi. The Rabbanan made a gzera to say that the ger, the son, should also have a Yerusha in the father, because if we leave with the way it is midiraisa, we're afraid maybe this ger will change now and become back to like act like a guy again. Like we'll get disgusted and say, look, I'm losing out now. Since I became a Jew, I don't yashu my father anymore. So the Rabbanan did not want that to happen. Therefore, midirabbanan, we say, he also yashins. But midiraisa, though, if one son became a ger, he does not yashin his father anymore. Tanya Namiyachim, we learn like this also. Tanah Devar Mamurim, when was it said, Kishe Yorshu, only when they yashin, Avo Kishin Ishtats Fuwasa. But if they came a shutta first, if the ger and his brother, the guy, became shutfim first, then they can't make the exchange. So you see clearly that before they became shutfim, just the Teres to Yerusha, the ger really does not yashin midiraisa. Now, oive kechavim es hager, veger es hager, ein oloi midivrei Torah, voloi midivrei Seferim. That in other words, let's say the father became a ger, but the son did not, the son is still a guy. So in such a case, the son, the guy, does not yashin his father when the father dies. That's called oive kechavim es hager, or else veger es hager. Let's say when the father became a ger, his son also became a ger with him. And then the father dies, so his son now does not yashin him, not midiraisa, not midirabonin. That's not we learned. Love amoyis min ager shenes gairu. Bon avimoy. If you borrowed money from a ger, that both him and his sons were megayur, so lochur is lo yachsel abonuf, that if the father dies, you do not have to pay the money back to the son. So you see clearly the son does not yashin his father. And if you do return it to the son, the locher is ein ruach hachamim noichahemenu. The chachamim are not happy with what you did. In other words, you didn't have to do it. They don't thank you for doing it. For the Gemara Vatanya, we learn not like that. Vatanya, we learned that ruach hachamim noichahemenu. No, the chachamim do agree, do acknowledge, like do thank him for doing it. It's something good. The first case is where the kid was born completely when the father was still a guy. In such a case, there's no din Yerusha, and therefore you're not supposed to pay the son at all.